Blog Talk Radio.
And now, it is time for your favorite...
program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Chris Etheridge, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, where are you? Time to come on.
Right here.
Amen.
Right here, live and well.
Yes, we are.
Another Friday. Thank you. Wow. Thank you for your support. Much appreciated. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Much appreciated. On this Friday, August 16th, TGIF 2019, 11:05 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And once again, we thank our listening audience tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, to Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar and me, Brother Chris. It is currently right now a heat advisory that started today from 7:27 a.m., and it's going to last through 8 o'clock p.m. tonight here in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area. It is currently 74 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. And it's going to be a high today of 81 degrees, and it is visibility is 9 miles, wind is 6 miles an hour, humidity is at 62%, and it is going to be a low tonight here in the San Francisco Bay Area of 57 degrees Fahrenheit. And how is my beloved brother, who is 3 hours ahead on Eastern Standard Time, in the great state of Ohio, 2,360.6 nautical miles from me here in the Bay Area, in the presence of my beloved brother out of Miami's Bird, suburb of Dayton, Oscar York.
Yes, sir.
Friday.
Thank you, my brother. We in the house today, my listeners. We are in the house. I'm glad we in the house, Brother Chris.
Right.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. We want to thank all our listeners for listening to our program, and we want to put a snap in your Christian walk today, and we want to let you know that we can find joy being a Christian. It do not have to be gloom and doom all the time. And as always, God, you know, on yesterday evening as we slept in slumber, he watched over us, and he woke us up this morning to a day that none of us have never witnessed before. See, today, or yesterday, this day was tomorrow, and God had blessed us with another tomorrow. And that's the biggest blessing God has bestowed upon all of us today. He gave us all a second chance. Another chance to make it right with him. Another chance to walk closer and closer with him. And my listeners, we hope and pray that you're doing that. And we hope and pray that we here at Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, are putting that snap in your Christian walk.
Amen, amen. And Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And our beloved brother got a good one for us today to get us
yes,
into
sir.
The weekend, the trying of our faith, taken from the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. That's, again, trying of our faith, James chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. So, fasten your seatbelts from later in the program with
yes,
Brother
sir.
Oscar. He's going to take us on a flight over 35,000 feet through the
Not
second gospel of Christ.
Not too high, I hope. All right. You know, me and Brother Chris, we're just some happy fellows around here. We're some happy brothers, that's all. Our first election is going to be praise and harmony. Praise
Amen.
And harmony. I look to the King. Praise
Got
and
you.
Harmony.
Amen.
I look to the King. And here we go.
Right, the psalmist said in Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you
Amen.
Are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen.
Amen, Brother Chris. A good one. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. All right. Our next selection will be Committed a cappella chorus, Jesus Is More. Jesus Is More. And here we
definitely
go.
More.
Yes, please.
Go.
Oh,
acapella chorus, Jesus is more. And my listeners, when you try Jesus, you will find out he is more. He will turn your dark days into light. He will make your crying days into some happy days. So give him a try because he can change your life.
That's right. I can do all things, Brother Oscar, through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Yes, it is. It is prayer time, correct. It is prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Now, call your prayer request in. No prayers here. We will listen to your request, and Brother Chris will pray for your request. It is prayer time. Again, the number is 657-383-0883. And here we go. Prayer time.
My Father.
and sweet hour.
Amen. Beautiful.
And if you have a prayer request, the time to call it in is now. If you have a request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, time to call it in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. Call them on in so that Brother Chris can pray for your needs. The scripture that we want to use for our prayer time today is Psalms 5, 1 through 4. Here, the psalmist writes, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall I hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee." Brother Kretz.
Father God, we thank you once again on this TGI Friday, Father. Father, we pray for those that need prayer at this time that have went through severe trials in various ways, Father, and that are plagued, Father, with a current crisis, Father, in their life. We pray a special prayer for all them that have been victims of violent crime throughout the U.S. and other regions of the world. We pray for the healing, Father, of all people that have experienced something traumatizing in their life, Father. We pray for those that have been victims of a natural calamity, such as severe weather, is flooding, or tornadoes, or hurricanes, typhoons, Father, and other disasters such as probably earthquakes. We pray, Father, for the recovery efforts and those that also have sacrificed time to make themselves available to help those that are in need in the time of crisis. We pray, Father, from the White House. We pray, Father, for all of the elected officials, Father, especially those that are campaigning for 2020 election here in the U.S., we pray that they will implement in legislation, Father, in their agenda, more tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all. We pray for those incarcerated that they can be pointed to Christ. We pray, Father, for those that have departed from the faith, asking you, Father, that we can be used as your vessel, Father, in a wonderful way to help them to see, Father, the cross and that where it all happened, and that they will make themselves available to, Father, get restoration of their soul, that the Father can work out their salvation and allegiance with Jesus Christ, that, Father, we may all together secure our heavenly estate and make our calling and election sure. Provide traveling grace for all our brethren, especially those that labor in word and doctrine and the labor in the ministry of Jesus, Father. And this is our prayer for everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you for that prayer, Brother Chris. Fine prayer.
My pleasure.
Brother Chris always know how to approach the throne of grace on our behalf. Thank you, Brother Chris, again for that prayer. And we hope and pray that Brother Chris prayed for something that was on your mind. And I hope you and pray that you would pray with him and listen to his prayer. You know, our government always need prayer to do the right thing. And that's a good prayer, Brother Chris. Thank you. All right, now the time is for our testimonial moments. If you have a testimony that you can share with our audience, the time to call it in is now. Call in your testimony so someone can be helped if they are going through some difficult times. Call them on in, and here we go.
Oh,
testimonial moment where you are listening and can share a moment of time with our
The number is 657-383-0883. If you can help someone out that is trying to live a Christian life, but they're having difficulties of getting over the hump and finding hard to cross that wide sea, tell your story if it can be some help. Don't be bashful or don't be shy. All right. No one calls in today. Maybe next week they will. And now it's time for me to ask for sponsorship. We need help to bring this program on the air. And we know, both myself and Brother Chris, that Chatting from the Word is reaching people. And it's a good show because we're chatting from the Word and about the Word. So if you know in your heart that this program is doing some good, help us out here. You can also share this program. Now, if I share it with you on your email address, share it with somebody else. Let them know how great Jesus Christ is. That's how good this show is. It's about Jesus Christ. And if you care about souls that are lost, if you care about Christian being uplifted to continue on living for the Lord, send me $1, send me $10, send me $20. I would be looking for that donation, my friend. Send it. Help us out here at Chatting from the Word. Now, churches, you can put us in your budget for 2019. Now, we only got about, 6-7 months in 2019, and then be 2020. So if you can, put us in your budget. Help us out here at Chatting from the Word to tell the lost about Jesus Christ and help the church to stay on the righteous path. Please help us out here. You know where to send the money. I do have a PayPal account. Go to the PayPal website, pull up my account, OscarYork3443@gmail.com, and they will direct you where to go next. I cannot be any plainer than what I am doing right now. So we're going to wait for your donations to come in. Now send them in so that we can keep chatting from the Word, chatting about the Word. Now, you know myself and Brother Chris, we're on Facebook, and you can reach me through my email, OscarYork3443@gmail.com, and also you can reach me through my webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, We Sell for $21.50, and also Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are selling at $43. Now do that.
That's right.
If you're not going to get no donation, order a couple of books from OscarYorkPublishing.com.
That's right.
Now, you know my motto. We say it every day on the air. When you read, you get knowledge. And with knowledge comes what, Brother Chris? Power. Yes, sir.
You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I on Facebook and Messenger and LinkedIn.com as well as Twitter. We download the pre-recordings of the show on all these social media platforms for your enjoyment. We have over 200 broadcasts of this show on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, for your enjoyment and for your inspiration and edification. So we want to point all people in the way of Jesus Christ. And we want to let you know that this is an open forum. So we encourage you to call into the program and let us know what you think of the show. If you have any constructive criticisms that you'd like to share with us that can help us, and we encourage you to do so. If you have any prayer requests, if you have any testimonies, if you have any religious matters that you want to discuss on the program while we're on the air, we encourage you to do so. Maybe there's doctrinal clarification that you may need. That's why Brother Oscar and I are here to aid you in your spiritual walk and point you in the way of Jesus Christ and salvation of his gospel. We as members of the Churches of Christ believe in the accuracy, validity, prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we're going to speak only where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. And that is our motto on this program as members of the Churches of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
Yes, sir. That's the only way we can do it is
Amen.
Speak where God's word is spoken. And that's the only way we can do it. Brother Chris?
All right. And so after this next song, my beloved brother, he's going to bring us a word to keep us on the right path today, the trying of our faith, taken from James chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. So fasten your seatbelts, because after this song, we're going to give way to our beloved brother, Oscar York, with today's message. So stay tuned, Brother York.
I like that, Brother Chris. Thank you, Brother Chris. The next election we're going to play spin for you is Terry Mays and Company. If you can't make it to the storm,
Amen.
If you can't make it to
That's right.
the storm, and here we go. If you can't make it through the storms, and here we go.
Keep the faith. Oh.
Thank you.
Amen. That was Harry Mays and Company. If you can't make it to the song, amen.
Amen. Now, without further ado, fasten your seatbelts. Make sure your tray tables are up and that you are have your seats all the way up in full and right position, because he's going to take us for a ride through the Word, the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And our presence, without further ado, our beloved brother is going to take us to 35,000 feet cruising altitude. Brother Oscar York, take it away.
Thank you, Brother Chris. And I hope we have a smooth landing. We should today, because I want to just talk to you this afternoon. I just want to talk with you because I recognize that the world is not in a good place right now, And some of us are having a rocky ride through some things that we may not understand. So for a little while, we just want to talk about our faith, the trying of our faith. And I just want to read what James says in James 1. And we want to come go through 1, verses 1 through 9. James says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any be lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. Now, the trying of your faith. I recognize many of you that are listening today had your faith tried. Many of you that are listening today have been through so many tribulations in life. I recognize that many of you that are listening wondering when the tribulations are going to stop, why the wind's still blowing and the storms are still coming. That's why I like the song that we played before by Terry Mays and Company. If you can't make it to the storms. I want you to recognize what she's saying, because she talked a little bit before she started singing. And she said, if you can't make it to the storms. And every one of us that are naming the name of Christ, every one of us that are in the body of Christ, every one of us that are living by faith should know that we are going to be all right. Because here, James says this. He said in verse 2, he said, brother, count it all joy. And many of you might be thinking, how can I count it joy when I'm going through some terrible times? How can I count it joy when I don't know where I'm going to get my next meal from? How can I count it joy when I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent or my electrical bill? But you can find it joy. And the reason why you can find this joy, it is because through our tribulations that we are learning how to be closer to the Father. Most of us need to recognize that when we are going through tribulations, especially when we are coming out of that tribulations and can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's our Lord guiding us. He is our shepherd. He is our Lord. And he is our leader if you allow him to lead you. But you know, my friend, this life is filled with tribulations. And through our tribulations and our faith being tried, it's how we learn to be more closer with God. Yes, I say learn, because it's a learning situation. And to learn to live close with God, or if you ask me, to be wiser, sometimes we must go through plenty of trials and tribulations. But here again, James says, count it joy. My friend, if you ask me, you're talking to a brother that been through a whole lot. I'm 60. I'm in my 60s, and I've seen a lot. I've seen people that I've been close with die. I've seen times I couldn't pay my bills, like right now. I might as well be honest. Bill Oscar's a poor man. But I know the Lord will see us through that. I know the Lord will see me through how I'm going to pay my mortgage, my rent. I don't have a mortgage. It's my rent. How I'm going to pay this and how I'm going to pay that. I recognize that as long as I keep my hands in the hands of the Master, as long as I keep my hands in the hands of the Lord, as long as I stay closer with Him, I'm going to be okay. And I do recognize as long as I'm chatting from the Word with Brother Chris, I'm going to be all right. Because you know what, my friend? It's a reason why we are going through what we're going through. And I truly believe that's why James says count it joy. Because you can count it joy because you are growing. That tribulation, that trying of your faith is helping you to grow in the Lord. And I like what Paul said. Turn with me quickly to Romans 8, 28. And I like what Paul said in Romans 8, 28. And most of us, we don't read it right, Brother Chris. And here Paul said, and we know
amen.
That all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now read that again, my listeners. Read it again, and that's my last thought on this, because we're running out of time. Here Paul says, and we know that all things work to good, the good and the bad. We want you this weekend to enjoy this weekend. Go to church and praise the Lord. Brother Chris.
That's right. And we can praise the Lord, but we can praise Him with a relationship with Him as well.
Amen.
Having heard the word, thank you, Brother Oscar, for that wonderful message on the trials or trying of our faith. That it comes with the territory, but with Christ in our lives, He gives us the strength to overcome every time. Do you believe in the message that Brother Oscar had brought us for our consideration? If you do, are you willing to accept the fact that we must all repent of our sins? If that be the case, you know what that means. That means we got to change our mind about sin in our life and turn to Christ, and that we must be willing to live for Christ and make Him the center of our life. If you're willing to repent and acknowledge the sweetest name of mortal tongue as the Lord and confess Him as Lord and make Him the Lord of your life, then that's also connected or in conjunction with baptism for remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Arise, be like Saul Tarsus, who was encouraged by a disciple of Jesus, Ananias. He told him, why are you waiting? Why are you tarrying? Arise, get yourself baptized. Get your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord. That's remission of sins. That we contact the blood of Christ in baptism immersion, and He cleanses from every past sin we ever committed, and we are purchased by the blood of Christ, and we are added to the New Testament church, because the church is the result of being saved from our past sins and to live for Christ. And you are added to the New Testament church. You can read about sacred scriptures that been bought, that has been bought by the blood, each and every member of the body of Christ. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for the invitation. We hope that you heard him. Get into the body of Christ where salvation is at and where brothers and sisters will love you and help you through your tribulations.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your beautiful blessings. Father, we pray that you be with each listener. Help them to have a good weekend this weekend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as always,
amen.
It was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye. And we see you
bye-bye.
All.
Bye-bye. Be safe. Have
next
a wonderful,
week.
Safe weekend.
Yes, sir.
Keep the faith.
Yes, sir. Yeah.